Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! So much for your continued support. God bless you all. We're super excited. We've had an amazing weekend over at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival, and we have someone calling in just a little while to talk about the festival itself, and we went over there. Thank you so much for the media credentials and the free passes, and we've actually given a bunch of passes away. I just gave four more away, so we've been giving passes away all week, and we're really excited to be talking about that on the air. We also have new interviews that just popped up about an hour or so ago on our YouTube channel, The Madeline and Mommy Show. So make sure you catch those interviews and check out all our social media to see what's coming up, because I also have been tooting our horn about that as well. This week is the International Christian Film Festival, the largest Christian film festival in the world. We're really excited to be interviewing celebrities such as Donnie Most. He's going to be there this year, and amongst others. So we're really happy to be a big part of that event. So we want to give a shout out to Marty and Chris and the whole gang over at ICFF. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. So we've got Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki coming up shortly. So don't go away, because we'll be right back.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She can't tension raises and image. She prays to be guided by the culture.
Hi, we were back. Stars, we are beautiful. That is for sure. Listen, I am super excited for all the graduates. It's the end of the school year and the end of the pandemic, hopefully. I pray we're very excited. We want to congratulate all the graduates from the class of 2021. I know you guys worked very hard to achieve this goal and move on to bigger and better things or higher levels of education. So congratulations, class of 2021. I know you all are graduating in the next couple of weeks. I know myself, my daughter is going to be finishing up school here in the next week and a half and moving on to eighth grade. Ooh, middle school. So much fun. So it looks like most of the kids are going to be going back to brick and mortar next year. So they're going to be attending physical school next year. It's a year long, or a little over a year now, about a year and a half long COVID-19 pandemic. So we're going to take another break real quick, listen to some music, and then we're going to be back with Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki.
Well, you always let me through. Lonely eyes is nothing without you. You brought the same day and you put me through it. I had to learn not to fight for myself. And people know.
And we are. We're all praying that we have a wonderful summer because that's what's in front of us. And we can just get past all this pandemic and everything that's been going on. So, well, it looks like it's just about that time of day again. Here it is, Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki. Everybody say hello to Miss Nicole Turner. Woo! Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. I know you guys are gearing up. I was just giving a huge shout-out to all the graduates of 2021. And I know you've got a graduate, and you guys are getting geared up for it.
Yes, we're just doing the last-minute touches, you know, having to iron the gown and, you know, get the tassel on and get the outfit together. But for the most part, there, you know, I know my son is very excited because it's the last day of official studying and doing classwork and tests ended on Friday. So he was very, very happy.
Oh, yay. Cool. Good for him. Yeah, Madeline's still got another week's worth of school, and then they have a couple days next week, but she should be done with all of her work this week. Everything's finished.
I know Ariana is finished June 3rd, so not much longer.
Oh, wow, June 3rd. I'll be darned. So Madeline's last day of school is May 27th.
Oh, lucky Madeline. No, Ariana's still got about 20.
But what happens, I believe, is that our kids go back to school before yours.
Yes. So you guys are always ahead of me.
Yeah.
And then we're always behind you. So we follow right behind.
Yeah, but usually our Christmas breaks and our summer vacations and our spring breaks always fall at the same time. And this year the spring break was different.
Oh, yeah. It was the first time that our spring breaks
were. They were. The only time they had overlapping was that last weekend. So we did have Ariana for like a night or two, I think. Right.
Yeah.
Then we took her like the following weekend or something when she was on break, and she went to Miami with us. So, at least
yeah, she loved that. She had so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Sunny Days Kids Fashion Week is always a lot of fun. And then you guys have really gotten to join us quite a bit this year because everything's opening back up. We just saw you over the weekend at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, I feel like we saw a lot of people at the Renaissance Festival. What a great festival that was, too.
It was. We bumped into some friends. Dawn Reese was there, and the whole gang. It was a lot of fun yesterday.
Yeah, we did. There was a lot, too, and a lot to see. I know one of our highlights was watching everybody throw axes.
Throwing the axes was very cool, and the elephant ride. The kids had a blast, and I just got those interviews and clips up about an hour ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I'm really going to have to check out her page because it was really awesome. The action was fun to watch.
It was, and you came over a little ahead of time because we got stuck in traffic and filmed a couple of clips of some of the shows. They had a lot of stuff, and there's still a whole other week of it left. It's just on the weekend. So it's this coming weekend again on Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. out at the Lake Withlahoochee, Lake Withlahoochee Park. I can hardly say it. Yeah.
It's really neat because it really does make you feel like you are back in the medieval days with it being right there in the middle of the forest and the park.
Yeah. They did a nice job. Mm-hmm. And they really only had like 2 months to throw it together because they weren't planning on doing it due to COVID-19. And then things started gradually opening up. So they decided to do it out there instead of in Tampa where they normally do it. And it was a ways out, but they still ended up having a nice crowd and they had a nice, it was a nice festival. Very cute.
It made you feel like you were in the medieval time.
Oh, yeah. And that's what the Renaissance Festival is all about. They do a great job. And I know that, like I said, the kids had a lot of fun out there. And so, yeah, I'm glad you were able to join us and help out a little bit.
Yep, it was fun. Thank you for the invitation, too. Very, very much. We had a great time hanging out with everybody. And it was good to see everyone. I thought it was really, really just, I don't know, it was a really cool experience. My family has never done a Renaissance Festival, so for us, it was a really, really cool experience. So, guys, definitely, listeners, go check it out if you're in Florida. Renaissance festivals are a lot of fun. And we do a lot of festivals, guys.
Yeah, and it's in Dade City, Florida. Yeah.
And we've done a lot of them, and I think the Renaissance is becoming one of my favorites.
Renaissance is fun. We'll be back again next year. And, yeah. So each time it grows, I know it was a new location. I don't know if they'll be doing that again next year. But we've got a lot of stuff coming up this year that we're doing. So I know you're going to be busy this weekend with your son's graduation. And that is completely understandable and amazing. And, you know, congratulations to Noah again. We can't wait to take part in some of the festivities that you've got planned in June. And I know you are also still working on a lot of editing, and you're going to have Madeline's birthday photos are coming up, and Madeline and I are attending the Christian Film Festival this weekend, and in the fall, I know you're headed back over to Hard Rock and to probably Gaylord Ice, and we've got the Comic-Con coming up in Tampa Bay, and then we have the Florida Kids and Family Expo, where Mad Fashion Show and our USA Lifetime Star Reporter pageant will be held this year in November. So it looks like our whole year is pretty much cut out for us. Shoot. Not to mention all the auditions and the bookings and the photo shoots and the videos and everything in between. Yeah.
Everything else in between.
And I'm back to work part-time. I'm teaching again, and I know you're heading back to work again. You've been furloughed on and off with your job, so crazy. But, yeah, our year is pretty well booked up. So if people want to schedule a headshot with you, Miss Nikki, what do they need to do?
So if you guys would like to schedule a session with us or a wedding or whatever speak or talk why, you guys can go ahead and check us out at Facebook at Lasting Impressions by Nicole. You can also find us on Instagram at lastingimpressions.finicole. Or make it easy, go visit our website, www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com.
Perfect. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Thank you again for the invitation to the Renaissance Festival. And I'm excited, too, because tomorrow I have a birthday. So I will be celebrating.
Okay, now. Thank you for reminding me. I knew it was coming up. That's why I gave you a gift yesterday.
I love it. She got me a beautiful, her and Maddie got me a really pink top for the summer. I'm outdoors a lot, and I love my pink top. I can't wait to wear it, and it says blessed. So.
It says blessed on it. Yes. Amen. I liked it. I thought it was real cute and summery and fun to wear it to the beach or whatever.
I love fun.
Yeah.
So I can't wait.
So if anybody wants to book a headshot, how do they do that?
It's pretty simple. Like I said before, you guys can hit up my Facebook page at Lasting Impressions by Nicole, or Instagram at lastingimpressions.bynicole, or follow or visit our website, www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com.
Perfect. Awesome sauce. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're rushing around trying to get things ready, finishing up things at Lasting Impressions. And try to get things ready for Nova's graduation. And we look forward to being part of some of those festivities. Hey there?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, thanks so much for calling in, Miss Nikki.
All right, you guys do have a wonderful day. Thank you for having me as always.
Anytime. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So there you have it. Coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. We've got just a couple of minutes, and we're waiting on our next caller to call in. Hopefully it all works out. Sometimes you just never know. People get busy. But, we're looking forward to a lot of things. The International Christian Film Festival is still, I believe they still have some tickets available. So if you want to, check it out, you can go online to the International Christian Film Festival.com, the link where it says buy a ticket. And you can purchase your ticket. You can walk the red carpet. It's amazing. So it looks like our next caller is on hold. We're going to switch right over just to say hello. Hello.
Good day to you. I was asked to call and say hello and talk a little bit about the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
Oh, my gosh. I know who this is. I met you yesterday.
Yeah, you did. I remember you when they asked me to say hello to you. I said, I met them yesterday. Yeah, my name is Dracana Fierro. I am a dragon trainer, I am. And I
you
was thrilled to meet you all yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I love this woman. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to call in.
Well, I'm thrilled to do so because I want everybody out there who's listening to come out and see us because we have a beautiful site out at Withlacoochee River Park at 12449 Withlacoochee Boulevard in Dade City. And this be our last weekend for the festival. So everyone needs to come out and see us this weekend because it will be until next spring before we get to see you again.
I know. And what an amazing location. I know that things changed this year now from years past, right?
Yeah, we've been over at Mosey over in Tampa for quite a number of years. But this year we went up to the park, and it's beautiful up there. Lots of parking, lots of big, beautiful oak trees, so it's all nice and shady.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you can get
shade.
Some sun, but
yeah,
lots of shade.
It was gorgeous.
And lots
really
of things
beautiful.
To do. We got music, we got jousting, we got mermaids, we got unicorns. Of course, there's eating and drinking and lots of shopping, and you can come meet a dragon trainer. That's me.
I know, right? So how long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing the Bay Area Renaissance Festival for 25 years.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That's a long time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. We have lots of fun out there, and it's a real family experience. Come out there with your little ones. Come out there with your grandparents. You can have just fun for the whole family.
Oh, I know it. And
this
we've given out quite a few tickets to people. So they can come out and experience it. I know there was some out last weekend and then again coming this weekend. And we're just really excited to be a big part of it. And we had so much fun. My daughter that interviewed you, Madeline, she went on the elephant ride and she threw an axe. And, oh, my gosh, just so much fun stuff to do.
Did she shoot a bow and arrow at the archery?
Yeah. We didn't do that, but we saw it. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. I love archery. It's a lot of fun.
Archery is wonderful.
But yeah, there's so many things to do out there.
Yeah, I agree. And very inexpensive, right? Free parking?
It's always free parking. We have free parking.
Yeah.
You better believe it. And if you go, you can get your tickets if you go to our website at BayAreaRenFest.com. You can click there and get your tickets even before you come out. So you don't have to, all you have to do then is show your phone or whatever. But we're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., rain or shine, although I am knocking on wood that we have no rain because it's been beautiful out there with the weather. It's been perfect.
Yeah.
And this weekend is high seas adventure. That means it's time for the pirates to come out.
Ooh. We love pirates. We're in the Gasparilla Parade every year. Pirates are going
to
be, oh.
Yeah, lots of pirates this weekend.
Or we might have to come back out again then, check it out.
I hope so, and I hope everyone who's listening comes out and joins us too, because we're going to have lots of fun. And as I said, it's the last 2 days, this Saturday and Sunday, and then they've got to wait a whole year until February next year for us to be back.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to remember that, and we're going to spread the word. We'll spread the word all week. And we just posted the interviews. They're on the YouTube channel. We sent them on Facebook. We sent them to Messenger. We sent an email. So if you go to the Madeline and Mommy Show on YouTube, MadeLLine and Mommy Show, you'll see your face.
with your dragon.
Oh, that's
yes.
So wonderful.
And click on the link. Yes. Yep.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I thoroughly enjoyed meeting you both yesterday and having you spend a little time with me and Amber. She's such a cutie little dragon. And maybe
she's
when you come out
and
this time.
You're such a great time. You're such a good sport. I know we had to do the interview a couple times, and I really appreciate all the time that you spent, you know, making it right. Thank you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And hopefully when you come out this weekend, you can meet me other little baby dragon. I have a little Norwegian blue by the name of Spike. And he's a little different from Ember. Ember's more of a
how
lady.
Adorable.
Spike is, well, Spike is
so
kind of a doofus.
Yeah, now listen, because you're a dragon trainer, so tell us where we can find you on the internet.
Well, it's kind of hard to find me as dragon trainer on the internet. There are people who have known me in another persona out at festival. If you've been before, you've seen me look a little different. But this year, I decided because I could not be there every day to do something a little different than what I normally do. Have you been out to festival before?
Oh, yeah.
So
have
you ever met the... Have you ever met the queen before?
Yes. Oh.
Well, she looks a lot like me.
Well, wouldn't she know? I thought maybe you guys were sisters.
Well, there are some people that say we look even more like twins, and they keep mistaking me for the queen, but I don't think we look nothing alike, and she's kind of high and mighty being a queen, where I'm just a little dragon trainer. But if people want to find me, they can find me at, they can find my twin sister, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, on the Facebook Renaissance Queen.
Oh. I will look that up, Renaissance Queen. Well, we were wondering where the queen was yesterday, and then my daughter, Madeline, she sat on the throne, and she said, the queen has arrived.
Well, I think she's right, you know? And I think this year, because there is no queen, every woman who walks in is a queen for a day.
Yes, I agree. You are just adorable. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today. We really appreciate you.
You are most welcome, and I hope to see you this weekend. And thank you for allowing us to come on and talk about the festival, encourage everyone to come on out.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
No, just come on out and see us and come see me and do some dragon training. And I tell you what, I would love it if people come to see me and say that they heard that I was talking to you and that's how they knew to come find me. That would be wonderful.
Okay. Will do.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Have a great
Very
day.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You too, hon. Thank you. Take care. God bless. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. She is too cute. I love her. So there you have it. Go on out to the Renaissance Festival. Make sure you look up the dragon trainer and let her know that Madeline Mommy sent you. All right? Till next time at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Monday, right here, same channel, Madeline and Mommy Show. Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. Hey, Madeline! Come on out here, Ethel. Are you going to say goodnight? She's coming. Are you almost done with school?
I'm done with school.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Say goodnight to everybody.
Good night, asshole.
Good night. Oh, Lord.
Good morning.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. No, next Monday. That's when you're going to see everybody. Or hear everybody. Or they're going to hear you, right? Isn't that how it works? And then you will be, you'll be an eighth grader, hopefully. All right, bye, guys. Can you sing for us?
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Bobby Show.
Woo! Bye.